And amen. Let us turn in the Word of God for a reading from the book of Numbers chapter 27. Numbers chapter 27. Numbers chapter 27 and the verse number 1. Then came the daughters of Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, of the families of Manasseh, the son of Joseph. These are the names of his daughters, Mahla, Noah, and Hogla, and Milcah, and Tirzah. And they stood before Moses and before Eleazar the priest and before the princes and all the congregation by the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, saying, "Our father died in the wilderness, and he was not in the company of them that gathered themselves together against the Lord in the company of Korah, but died in his own sin and had no sons. Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family? Because he hath no son. Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father." And Moses brought their cause before the Lord. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, "The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren, and thou shalt cause the inheritance of their father to pass unto them. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If a man die and have no son, then ye shall cause his inheritance to pass unto his mother. And if he have no daughter, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his brethren. And if he have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his father's brethren. And if his father have no brethren, then ye shall give his inheritance unto his kinsman that is next to him of his family, and he shall possess it, and it shall be unto the children of Israel a statute of judgment, as the Lord commanded Moses." Amen. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. This morning, I thought I would depart just a little from our regular readings through the book of Romans, and I would say a word of encouragement to our mothers, because this is Mother's Day, and it's a special time of just particular gratitude, and to say thank you to all of our mothers, and we know we have grandmothers and great grandmothers, and it's such a special gift, the gift of motherhood, and we do rejoice in the benefits and the blessings that good mothers bring to homes, to communities, to nations. And as I was thinking about this, I thought about the daughters of Zelophehad here in Numbers chapter 27. And here we have five women. They must be amongst the most famous women in ancient Hebrew history. We have their names. Verse 1, Mahla, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. And the names of these daughters of Zelophehad are identified. And they are particularly famous because of what they did. They were women who were brave, they were bold, but they had a heart. They had a heart for their families. They had a heart for their own sons. And they had a heart for their own daughters. They had a heart for the future of their families. So yes, we can rightly say that these women are great examples and encouragements for all mothers. They have a burden. And perhaps there's a mother here today, and more than one. And you've got a burden upon your heart. and there's something pressing upon your soul relating to home, family, and you haven't found it easy. Well, these women, they were not finding things easy because there was this law that was in force that whenever they would get into the promised land, that the inheritance could only come to the sons. There was no inheritance for the daughters. And every family of every tribe had an inheritance in the land of promise, an inheritance that God had given to them. But what troubled them was the fact that their father died in the wilderness and left 5 daughters, no sons. And therefore, there would be no inheritance for their family. And they were going to go into the promised land, and there would be nothing for them. And there would be nothing for their sons and nothing for their daughters, and there would be nothing to pass on. And this family would just be subsumed into other families, and they would lose their identity. They would lose their blessing because that patch of ground that God would give them in the land of promise was the inheritance that God had given to them. And because their father died with no sons, there was nothing for their family. And that was their burden. They wanted a blessing for their family. And I know that's the heart of every mother, to have a blessing for your family. And these women, they felt, there's no blessing for our family. What were they going to do about it? Well, they certainly were not going to sit idly by and do nothing. They were going to do something. So what did they do? They went to the top. They went to Moses. And we're coming to the very point when Moses' ministry is almost at an end. And the wilderness wanderings have brought them to the very borders of the land of promise. And here we have them standing before Moses and before Eleazar the priest, before the princes and all the congregation, the tabernacle of the congregation. They were before the man who was the prophet and the prime minister and the president all rolled into one. They were before the august company that would have been the equivalent of the parliament. And here these 5 women, they stood and they said, "This is not right." Look at verse 4. "Why should the name of our father be done away from among his family because he hath no son? Give unto us therefore a possession among the brethren of our father." Why should we have no inheritance? There's something unjust here. And so they brought their cause. And, you know, Moses could have said, "Let's send these women away. How dare they come to us with this problem? This is all set in stone." But he didn't. He listened. There's a word there for us men, to listen to our wives. Word for our children, to listen to your mothers. Moses listened. But the great thing about this is Moses brought their cause before the Lord. So he is the mediator, he is the intercessor, and he brought the matter before the Lord. And what did the Lord say in verse 7? I wonder, did Moses bring the matter before the Lord, not quite knowing what the Lord would say? Perhaps thinking, the Lord will say this is all set in stone. But Moses had an open mind. We have to believe that. But I wonder, was even he a little taken aback by the words of the Lord in verse 7? "The daughters of Zelophehad speak right. Thou shalt surely give them a possession of an inheritance among their father's brethren." They'll get their inheritance. What they say is right. And I see Moses here ultimately, a great type of Christ. They brought their cause to the leader, but he was the mediator. And the real lesson for us all, but particularly on Mother's Day, and I give this as an encouragement to all you mothers, take your burdens to the Lord. The Lord cares. The Lord cared about these 5 daughters of Zelophehad. And the Lord intervened, and the Lord gave them their possession, and he gave them their inheritance, and they didn't lose their blessing. God made sure of that. But there is a sequel to the story, and what a wonderful sequel it is. Turn with me over to the book of Joshua now. Joshua chapter 17. verse number 3. They belonged to the tribe of Manasseh. They belonged to the family of Joseph. They had certainly something of Joseph's spirit about them, these godly women. In verse 3, we read as the inheritance of Manasseh was now being given out. The years had passed by. Now it was coming to the time that Manasseh had to get their inheritance. Moses was dead. And we read in verse 3, but Zelophehad, the son of Hepher, the son of Gilead, the son of Machir, the son of Manasseh, had no sons, but daughters. And these are the names of the daughters. Here the names are repeated again. Mahlah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, Tirzah. And they came near before Eleazar the priest, and before Joshua the son of Nun, and before the princes, saying, the Lord commanded Moses to give us an inheritance among our brethren. Therefore, according to the commandment of the Lord, he gave them an inheritance among the brethren of their father. They never gave up. Whenever the time came, the inheritance would be given out. They reminded Joshua, the Lord has said, we're to get our blessing. We're here to claim it. They never gave up. They claimed the blessing. And God gave them their blessing. It's an encouragement to keep praying, to keep believing, to keep trusting, to keep loving. And I think this is, daughters of Zelophehad are a great example to all of our mothers here today. And may the Lord bless these thoughts.